marijuana cigarette in the middle.
Okay. And what's the denominations that are, if you don't know, you don't know. But what are the common denominations for buying, marijuana? In other words, do you know, what would be the smallest amount that you would buy? Are there any, one would buy?
A joint.
Okay, what would be the next largest that you would, in denominations now, I'm talking about the next possible largest quantity?
A pound.
Okay. You ever heard of any things larger than pounds or smaller than pounds?
I've heard of kilos.
Okay. How about, did you ever have any slang words for money? When you...
cash. Dough. I've heard people call it, I need some bills.
Okay. What about the stuff you make toast with?
Bread.
Yeah. Is that fairly common?
Yes.
Alright, anything else like that?
How about the
dough, bread. Coins, if you're talking about. Coins.
Okay. All right, if someone were pretty far, they need some money pretty bad, and just sort of a short-term affair, and they had maybe some stereo equipment or TV or something like that, and they just wanted to get rid of it for a short time, where might they take it?
They might take it to a pawn shop.
Okay. Any other names for those?
A secondhand store.
Okay. How about do you have any familiar names for wine outside of the brand names, just referring to wine?
Well, if you want it for a joke, you might say, what is that kind? Muscatel. You say Muscatel is your favorite wine, or Ripple, or any of those little fruit juicy type wines, Spignata, something like that.
You ever refer to it like the grapes or anything like that?
No, but as far as the effect, you could say tastes just like grape juice.
Okay. How about, is there any, in your groups now, or in your group, is there any special designation for pornographic movies? And what are they referred to as?
Hot movies.
Hot movies?
What are the...
Okay.
Or X-rated movies.
Alright. Anything else?
Flaming flickers.
Flaming flickers? How about the places where they're shown, places where they're perennially shown, is there any designated names for those places?
There's one when we were in high school, there's a drive-in theater that's on Biscayne Boulevard, and they call that the Hornies. Everyone knew where it was. It was a drive-in X-rated movie theater, but they call that the Hornies.
Mm. Is it on Biscayne?
Yeah. Up on about one near McDonald's, off North Miami Ave, about 140th Street.
Okay. Oh, you know where that is? Yeah. They still show X-ray movies, though.
And they used to give teachers passes to go there, as for a joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a joke? I mean...
Well, I don't know if they went or not, but, they buy tickets, for someone's history teacher's birthday or something, and you win pass to go see some hornies.
Oh, I see. The students used to go to teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Alright. How about, what other kind of federal or city employees, besides firemen and policemen, might work in your neighborhood?
A meter reader sometimes comes through. You said light and water, right?
No, federal and city.
Excuse me.